Chapter 4 Fox and Cat were very friendly to Pinocchio. They made him feel very special. So, imagine his surprise when they turned nasty. When they were sure they were alone, they grabbed Pinocchio. "Give us the coins," they said, "or we will hurt you." Pinocchio was scared, but he did not want to give them his coins. He kicked them and got away. He ran as fast as he could, but Fox and Cat followed him. He saw a house. He knocked on the door. There was a little girl with blue hair at the window, but it was too late. Fox and Cat got Pinocchio. They took his money and tied him to a tree. Pinocchio was so sad, he cried.
"Don't cry," said a voice.
It was the little girl with blue hair from the house. But she was not an ordinary little girl. She was a fairy.
"Oh dear," said the fairy. "What has happened to you?"
Pinocchio was embarrassed. "I was coming back from school," he said. But then a funny thing happened. His nose grew. "I saw 5 gold pieces on the ground," he said. And his nose grew even more. "Then 2 strangers jumped out and took my money before tying me to this tree," he said. His nose grew again, and the little girl laughed.
"Why are you laughing?" said Pinocchio. "Because every time you lie, your nose grows," she said.
Pinocchio touched his nose. It was so very long now.
"Oh, make it stop," he said. "To make it stop, you have to tell the truth," said the fairy.
After that, Pinocchio told the true story of what happened to him, and his nose became smaller again. The fairy felt sorry for Pinocchio.
"You and your father should come and live with me," she said.
Pinocchio was very happy. He went to get his father. As he walked, he saw a courthouse. "I will tell the courts about Fox and Cat," he said. "They took my money and tied me up. They are criminals, and the courts will punish them." Pinocchio went inside the court and told the judge what happened. The judge looked very sad.
"That is a very sad story," he said, "and we should punish bad behavior."
Pinocchio agreed. He nodded his head.
"So you will go to prison," said the judge.
"Me?" said Pinocchio in surprise. "Why me?"
"Because you were very foolish," said the judge. "And we have to punish foolish bad behavior."
Then they took poor Pinocchio to prison.